What's up, everybody? Welcome to this special edition of Sewing Down South, right here live from the Sewing Down South headquarters at our new flagship store, 493 King Street, Charleston. I'm here with Jerry, the Jerry. And yeah, we're on good terms today. Jerry Gaslano and Nick.
It's Norris, and it's this is Pillows and Beer.
Whatever. He's sober. There's hammers going off. We're off to a good start.
So, and by special edition, I mean episode 16 of Pillows and Beer. You know, it's been a day. We've got a couple days left till the grand opening. We're super excited. It's funny how the minuscule details are taking longer. Seem like they're taking longer than the big projects. The hammer drill going into our beautiful brick wall. But we're currently putting up the pillow wall. How are you, folks? How's your day been, Jerry?
Better now that you're here. But, today's probably been the best day in 4 or 5 weeks here because we're getting good weather. And Alex is over there doing something to our wall. A fun 17-foot wall. We're going to have something
pillow
for
wall.
People.
And Nick's here. You guys know Nick from the other episodes. Pillows and Beer, our wonderful producer, and he's come down to help with the store too and do a little bit of Pillows and Beer in person, which is awesome. What's up, Nick? Thanks for being here.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? How's everybody doing? I'm glad to actually be down here and meeting you, Craig.
Usually we're trying to get you to talk more or include you well, and usually it's you babysitting us from being too drunk, but then talking shit about Jerry until he pops off. But he's here in person today,
and now he just gets he's in arm's reach of me, so I can't say anything.
This is the first time you two have met.
This is the first time in person, virtually. Cool, but I feel like it's almost an example or an illustration of what this past year and a half been. I wonder how many people have spent hours and hours and hours online on Zoom and kind of like what Nick did with me in Austin. And now we're meeting in person, and it's pretty funny. But I think it transitions well. I think we're just...
Yeah, other than Craig's like a foot taller than me. I wasn't ready for that.
I get that a lot. I was taking pictures from the store earlier, and they did the same thing. They're like, you're a lot taller than we expected. And why I think that is because the rest of the guys, so Shep's 6'6", Austin's 6'5", and I'm 6'3". And they assume that the tallest person on a TV show, oh, hey, Marlo. Hey, Alexis. We got some special guests.
Hey,
in the studio today, we're in our Sewing Down South headquarters. But I think people assume that the tallest person on a show is 6'2", and so then I'm 3 inches shorter than that person, so they think I'm going to be 5'10", 5'11", but really we just have a huge cast. And Jerry, remember at BravoCon when we stood next to Vanderpump Rules cast?
And dwarfed everybody?
Yeah. We do have a tall cast. Our girls are tall, too. Catherine's tall. Cam's not short.
I'm 6'2", and I feel like a munchkin next to you in Austin all the time.
Well, I think Lala said something about that when she was on last week, just behind the scenes. She was like, yeah, you guys just have a really tall cast.
It's the first thing, every pillow party we did, the first thing people would say is like, oh, Craig, you're so tall. And like, we got old real quick, but...
But I was a short kid growing up.
How are you the short kid?
I was. I grew 5 inches, the tail end of my senior year going into college. So when I came back from college, I was like 4 inches taller than I was in high school.
I feel like this is one of those I have to call his mom stories to find out if it's actually true or not.
Yeah, but when I got back from college, I remember going into the grocery store and look, in the most humble way possible, it took me a long time to grow into my body and my face. Like, correct. I was an awful looking
kid. You were skinny in college. Like, you were really, you were circular, like, really skinny.
But even that was better than high school. Like, I had huge teeth. Like, my teeth were bigger than my, they just were disproportionate to my face. Like I said, I grew 5 inches after high school. And so, I had braces for a while growing up. So, when I came back from college the first time, I went up and hugged a old teacher in the grocery store. And she definitely looked at me with fear in her eyes and was like, who is this stranger hugging me? And I was like, it's Craig. So, yeah, I mean... I wasn't always as tall. That's why height's just never been a thing for me. Austin talks about it a lot, makes jokes, but I always thought they were kind of silly because it just doesn't matter to me. But, we are in our store.
We are in a little hat nook.
We are in one of our inventory cubbies. We're surrounded by our new tumblers, our hats, and then about a million pillows. Which is awesome. I mean, this is my heaven. 2.5 years ago, thinking I would ever
This was not on the radar. Like, no, let's be honest about it. Well, for you it was.
Being around this much inventory is just, it's cool. Because I can finish 20 pillows in my dining room, let alone, I mean, how do you guys describe it? Because for me, this is just, this heaven.
Here's my question. What did you guys think when you guys opened this 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago?
When I started e-com?
Yeah, when you started sewing
us. Tell everyone how you were thinking. I speak for you a lot, but I want everyone to hear what was going through your head. And honestly, yeah, I want to hear it too.
Yeah, I mean, actually give a little inside look on it. So the way it started, I don't know if people even know this. So
yeah, let's give the history of sewing us out for a moment.
So there's... I'll go back. Craig and I went to college together. Craig, you're 2 years younger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I finished college in 08. And we were buddies in college, stayed in touch, always did some stuff. And then I was doing Budweiser deals with you for the cast.
It was me and Cam, I think.
Yeah, it was like salute to service. Yeah. For social posts. I
talked to Craig. It was Craig, like a military.
It was a military appreciation. I think Memorial Day or something. And we kind of, you know, just kept in touch. I was like talking about pillows, and then I think it started, you know, maybe 8 months later. Amanda's my sister-in-law, and she's the third partner in Sewing Down South. She's my wife's sister, and we were watching Southern Charm at their house, and someone said something. I was like, oh yeah, I know Craig. He's like, did you really want to do pillows? I called Craig, and we started off slow, and then we really kicked it into high gear and kind of started the company that way. But I mean, honestly, like dead honest on it, and you won't get too mad about it, but
no, I mean, Amanda and I,
yeah, I mean, Amanda and I were like, we'll do it all, and we put a lot of time and effort into it, all three of us did, but we're like, if he actually lasts 3 weeks and staying on this, then we'll be surprised. And you know, we've had some ups and downs and certainly some Craig goes dark moments, but overall, like, he's crushed it, and clearly, like,
yeah, but I'm talking about, like, even the I got it.
All right. Sorry, everybody. We had some technical difficulties. Yeah. That's my fault.
Of course, Nick shows up one day.
Nick messes it all up.
So launch day was April 1st. We decided on April 1st. I mean, it fit into our timeline, but also as kind of a big middle finger, you know, to all the haters. And maybe not like a mean middle finger, but like just...
But a friendly little thumb tap.
Yeah, like, I like to, like, put my hand under my chin and flick it towards someone. That's what it was for me to, like, everyone that had hated on it. And people were like, well, is this an April Fool's joke or is this real? And we were like, this is the real deal. And so the company went live. I was actually in Miami. I was still on my little, like, not breakup tour. But, look, Charleston's a hard place to stay in when you're going through a breakup. So I had left town and... was traveling around, and I was in Miami, and the store went live. And I don't think Jerry and Amanda, you know, we basically ended up selling 9 pillows that day. I believe the number was 9. And they called me, I think, after 1. I think you were blown away that we sold anything, and I think it was quick.
Yeah, it was pretty. We had a first couple that came in, and it was fast. I'm actually going to, while we're here, I'm going to try to look up and see who's our very first person to order anything from us.
Yeah, because I want to put up something.
That'd be pretty cool. But they, yeah, I mean, that was fun, and then it kind of picked up the next day and the day after, and then obviously 2-3 weeks later it started taking off. But the most satisfying sound in the world is when you have the Shopify app on your phone and that little ding, that little cash register rings. I don't know if like, there's nothing more satisfying.
So, I talk about it in my book, which we're not really talking about yet, but, you know, Jerry handles all of my life.
You can...
I mean, look. So I'm doing a book, and I've been writing a book since last Thanksgiving.
Yeah, probably. We've got an unreal. I mean, you and Blake really strong relationship. I mean, I think it's cool, guy that you connect with. And it's
It's a
ghostwriter.
He doesn't even have to be that ghost. It's like someone is turning my thoughts and my history into words, which is great.
It's like real therapy.
Yeah, but we started way before that.
What
before
the book?
Blake.
Blake
was in L.A., and we had those Zoom meetings.
We started, actually, it was at the beginning of COVID. I remember, because that's when we first started the book proposal together and really put that. That took months
We were approached, and, like, I wanted to do a cookbook, but that's, you know, that's in the future, hopefully. But anyway, so I'm doing this book. But one of the stories I tell in it is I come back from the Bahamas. Well, I was back from the Bahamas. I was at my parents' house, and Hurricane Dorian... Yeah, so clearly I wasn't there. Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas, and we came out one of our big first pushes of product. The first one was Cameron posted a picture with one of our hats on the boat, and that was the first day of like big sales. And then months later, Hurricane Dorian hit, and you know, we allocated all of the did we do profits or sales or like net? I mean, we probably did net.
We did net profit, which was unbelievable.
Yeah, net profits from our Bahamian lobster pillow, which I designed down there. And I had the Spotify alert still on my phone, and you get a cash register like cha-ching every time you make a sale. And it was going off during dinner with my parents, and we all sit up at this, you know, at the bar kind of in the kitchen, like the island together. And I was like, oh, sorry, that's just like the app on my phone. And my parents were like, what is that? And I was like, oh, every time we sell a pillow, that goes off. And they both like smiled, and they were like, leave it on. And all dinner, we listened to the phone because you guys were so amazing. Just go cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And like, I was timing it. And they were like tens of seconds apart. And it was the first time I'd gotten to share our, you know, our newfound success or like baby success of the company with my parents. And it was so fun, and all night we left on that sound, and we celebrated, and I think we did $30,000 that night in sales.
Of the Bohemian one?
Yeah,
that was like, wild. I think we wound up doing a total with all the pillow parts, like over 40 or something. I mean, I'd have to go back and look.
For one pillow,
that was net, like any money. Yes, we covered the cost of the pillows.
It was net profit.
But yeah, so we donated $40,000, I think, to the Alco.
It was, and in the book, like, one, it's not like some tell-all Southern Charm book. It's a book about, like, Craig and how he's gotten to where he is. It's going to be killer. Like, I mean, honestly, I read the first parts of it, I start crying. Like, and I know the story.
Yeah, I cried too.
His mom started bawling.
I didn't know that Jerry cried.
Are you going to do, like, the audible? Are you going to read it?
He doesn't know how to cry. Yeah, he'll read it. But,
well, that's, like, what Lala was saying, like, how she had to read through her.
The craziest part of that pillow was, like, dude, we were young, and when it hit, we didn't.
You are old.
But this is, no, like.
But this is early in.
Screw you.
Well, was that the first 35. Year? Because it would have been August.
Yeah, no, it was the first September, year. And the problem was, October. We at that time
anyway,
were still doing everything on demand.
Anyway, it was 5 months into the company.
And we didn't, see the data at that, it was like point. 4 months or something. But even at that point, like, it started going ape shit when he did it. Enough to where, like, I mean, we didn't have the pillows. Like, we
did
were,
I tell you
there
about
were
that
so
one?
Many mistakes made, which he'll cover in the book. But, I mean, it was wild to see this stuff happen. By the way, the very, very first order at Sewing Down South is a guy named Evan Bradford out of North Carolina. He bought one pillow at 4:47 p.m. on, that can't be the first order, on
which
2019. The bamboo trellis, which is, like, kind of the funniest part because that's, I mean, people love it, but it's not our best seller.
Yeah, Dorian is August 24th, which was May, June, July, August. It was 4.5 months after we opened, and we started to sell thousands of this pillow. And
wild.
Did I ask for that? Well, so a lot of times I come up with ideas in this company and I just announce them.
He just does it. And then me, Amanda, and I have to call each other and go, what the hell did we just do? Like, you kind of did that a little bit with the store opening. Like, we were like, we're going to do the 15th. That's our plan. But we just passed yesterday. The fire inspections are the last step. And Craig already went out and put it out there. We're like, oh, shit.
Eventually, I just start telling people about it, telling all of you, and it happens, like Pillow Party Tour. Which is great. So I don't know what happened with it. I mean, you guys were always on board with the ideas. Some not as much as others, but for the hurricane, you definitely were.
I mean, we're always about giving back. Yeah. Right? Like everything we do. We're about the toddler pillow, which we haven't even talked about at all. I mean, so that's a store special exclusive, which eventually we're actually going to release on Amazon too. But it's made here in Beaufort, South Carolina, at a factory. It's a toddler sleeping pillow, also kind of like a travel size, 100% organic. Made in the United States, and this pillow, we have awesome little pillow sleeping cases for your toddler too. And I mean, it's like my nieces and nephews sleep with this every night. It's like just really cool new segments we're getting into. Like wildest dreams 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, when we were like trademarking everything and going through it all. Hell no, I didn't think we'd be this far. Like, it's wild that we have a store.
This isn't like
2,300 square foot store.
23. Whatever. But it's still bigger than we thought. But the toddler pillow is like, my little brother used to have a blankie. Like, I had a pacifier, and a lot of kids have pacifiers. I had mine until I was like 5. I mean, there's pictures of me, and my parents used to let me carry around one in my hand too. Like, I was.
Sister Charlotte, she had a blankie until she was 10. Or
yeah, that's the thought. So totally. Christopher, my little brother, did too. And so what we've noticed with beta testing this pillow, which I don't even know if it's called beta testing when it's not a technological.
But just thing. Go with it.
But yeah, we're beta testing these pillows, and the toddlers, like Anna Hayward's kid and Graham Smith, she carries around her pillow. Like Marlo loves hers, that the baby's it. Here right now, and they sleep with them every night. So I think the infant pillow is going to be the new blankie. But yeah, let's wrap up the beginning of Sewing Down South. So we launched it on April Fool's, not as a joke.
2019.
And fortunately, people just were so excited that I had kind of made it, because I stood for something that a lot of people don't, of living outside of that bullshit, you know, structure that someone said you had to do.
Well, I think there's authenticity. I always tell you, you're one, like, dude, at your core, and I mean, you're just generally a good dude. Like, you really are. Your parents are amazing people. Your brother's a good person. Like, you're a good person. You have your moments, like everybody else, but you're a lot, you're a good dude.
We all know, yeah.
So that's,
but mean, yeah, at the core,
like,
there's,
you're like
there's
the
a
little,
kind soul.
The little brother that everybody can pull for, or like the son that the mom and dad, and I think that's why they gravitate towards you. But more so than anything, it's like, you started like something totally different for someone. Like, most people are with a platform are throwing out like CBD oil or candles or hats. It's like, oh, what,
candles.
What?
Yeah, we do candles.
No, no, no. Hold on. That is
and
true.
Also, all the CBD places on King Street did bring
us
candles.
That's actually accurate too, but we don't have CBD.
Yeah.
But the candles are like the dumb, you know. Like,
they're
not dumb.
I fucking love our candles. I spent a lot of time creating
them. The candles that were sold at like, at the Bazaar and BravoCon, like those types of candles. Okay, but you know what I mean. Like, it's just a real. It's you didn't take the easiest path to do it.
We give it's hopefully a beacon of hope where it can be done. It's not selfish to spend time on your side hustle, and you can. Even though I was an attorney, my bread and butter now is this home decor company that we have, and it's okay. And so, it was great. So we started to sell pillows. Jerry kind of glossed over that. All right. So tell us, take us through your thoughts and Amanda's that first day. Like I said, I was in Miami. I was having the time of my life, but I was up in my room sitting on my computer just watching like the traffic on our site go up and down, because Shopify actually has really cool features where you can watch who's on your site. So as the sales came in, I from the beginning believed in myself. I think I was one of the only ones. I mean, my parents did, because they're just going to always support me. But you and Amanda, Jerry,
yeah.
I mean, you thought you were hoping to maybe be like, let's just tell us for that first day, because you did not expect to sell 9 pillows that day.
No, I didn't expect to sell. I don't really know what my expectations were. And truthfully, I'd say the first day I was just pleasantly surprised, but it was more about the days preceding it, because it continually picked up. And I think for me, man, you know, I've known you for a long time, like 15 years, I guess, at this point, maybe even longer, whatever it's been. But what was really fun was what people think, like, we when you ordered your pillows at the beginning, I mean, and we still touch a lot of things, but like those pillows came to Craig and myself and Amanda. We'd have them sent it, whether it's me in DC, Amanda in Nashville, or, and I think she might have been in LA at that point, or you in Charleston. And, you know, after we created them and had them done, we shipped them out personally. Right? Like, it was us. It wasn't.
Shout out to ShipStation, who actually ended up becoming a sponsor of this
which
podcast,
is
which
so
is funny.
Wild. I actually think they might be sponsoring this next episode or two. But long story short, I mean, it was wild. And I think that was the most fun, is when it started to really pick up the next couple of days and the week, and the first couple shipments of pillows that we had to pack. I mean,
yeah, that's
dude,
the,
it was
the thrill
wild.
Is printing out the labels and being hands on
and putting it in the bag and sending it out.
It was because it was becoming real. And
it became real.
It was working. Well, so Nick, you heard a lot about Sewing Down South on the podcast, and, you know, just whatever, just being friends with us now. What did you think walking into?
Hey, Amanda, come here.
While you're
here. You can
come
here. No, come on. Amanda's walking by. Amanda decided to come down finally and tell us that she's doing something.
Everyone that listens to the podcast, tell Amanda when you get to the store in here, be like, hey, I'm here because of the podcast.
Here, come closer to Craig real quick. Yeah, so we're on a topic of...
I want
to
hear you, Amanda.
I asked
her
what,
day.
You know, your first thought of Sewing Down South.
When I was in Miami, and we sold those 9 pillows, I want to know what was going through your head when we actually, like, sold that first pillow.
The look on Amanda's face right now is like, do I tell the truth or do I hide
it? I want to know the truth, because, like, I already know kind of the truth, because you called me that day and you were like, this is wild. Like, we just sold a pillow, and I was like, I told you guys, This is something we could do.
Lean in a little bit.
I mean, were you surprised?
The mic.
Part of me thought there's still time for me to get out.
Are you still thinking that? No,
yes,
still.
I am.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
I'm thinking, we're all thinking
every day.
That.
I was like, if I walk out the back door,
somebody come make a cash offer on the store. I'll give it all to you right now.
I will turn that down.
Go.
I mean,
yeah, go
no,
on.
Okay. I definitely thought that the space is really interesting. There aren't a lot of guys that do this, and you have real passion for it. So, in that regard, I always thought this had legs. I hate that.
Yeah, but it had, yeah, there was.
But yeah, I've been pleasantly surprised by the longevity of what you've done and what we can do. But every other day, I want out.
Well, Amanda and Jerry do it.
I'm holding a can of permanent spray adhesive Super 77.
Scotch Guard.
I don't know what I'm going to do with this.
And a ball of yarn.
And a ball of yarn.
And a ball of
and
yarn.
And her 15, 16, 18, my 18-month-old niece is somewhere in the store.
Constantly, I think,
probably
how did
playing
I get
with
there?
A razor
blade.
Wait, that wasn't an answer.
She,
come here.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
What happened on the first day when we started? We made, like, 9 sales. What were you thinking when we made 9 sales? Were you like, holy shit, this is actually, like,
this
something?
This might actually work.
And you didn't think that
she
before.
Thought, and
you're
all
like,
the things I've done in life, how did I
didn't
how did
know.
It only succeed
it
with Craig Conover? I mean, because the man has worked with Ariana Grande and Bieber and other names before, so I think she was probably like...
So when, well, I think it would be exciting.
So who is
this guy?
This
friend of Justin Bieber?
Craig Conover.
Yeah,
he's a saint.
But guys,
he does everything.
What they're not telling you is that when we sold made nine sales that day, both of them were like, all right, it costs nothing for us to try this, but then they're like, wait, Craig might not be wrong. And all of a sudden, you guys were excited. You weren't excited when we launched.
If we were
excited
not excited.
Yeah.
I think
it's
it was,
good not to be excited.
It was more about the moments when you would, like, go dark.
We're
like,
not talking about those. We're talking about the first day.
Well, we're getting the business side and your side.
Yeah, I think what's cool about e-commerce and the tools that are provided to everyone. So, like, a lot of technology has, like, brought democracy to who can start a brand. Because normally, like, it was really expensive. But now, like, almost anyone can make a store.
Right.
But not anyone can keep a store going. And that's what we figure out how to do together. So, at the beginning, I was like, yeah, this isn't going to cost a lot of money. This isn't going to take a lot of time. Like, let's see what happens. And the first day, I was like, interesting. And then we kept moving forward, and things kept
and
rolling.
Then Cam
and
posted that picture of her in the hat.
Cam had some really great support, some friends, and we had some big sales. And then Thomasville and then HSN, and then you said, let's open a store. And now I'm sitting here with a can of 77 spray adhesive and a yarn ball.
And we get
short
to see
2 years.
You guys in, like, a couple of days. Yeah, the store thing is pretty wild. That we're all right, well, thanks, Amanda, for joining us.
Get back to work.
Yeah.
People are going
to all right, well,
so
anyway, that's some history with Sewing Down South.
Know.
And now we have a full-on family
store.
Affair here at the store. Yeah.
It is a very family-oriented business.
Yes.
I don't think people understand that part of it. But, I mean, it's kind of wild to look around the store. Like, we're sitting in the back, which we'll call the stock area, which you can kind of see when you come in. But, I mean, there's got to be no BS. Like, I think we've got 3,000 pillows here. I mean, it's absurd.
Yeah, Nick. Well, Nick, what do you say?
And that's just pillows.
Amanda... She was so kind to interrupt us. What did you think now seeing, you know, boots on the ground?
Well, so, I mean, I like you just said, like everybody else thought, I'm like...
Hold on, can we set the scene about, like, you don't even know this.
He is setting
the scene.
No,
no, no, no. How you got intertwined in this whole thing. So Nick is actually an intern of mine from...
So this is what?
How many years ago?
5 years ago? It was junior. It was between junior and senior year. I was doing an internship in replace of my May term. So
in
I graduated
DC.
Early.
Yeah.
In D.C. at your other company, ProVentures.
Yeah.
And
I made his mom cry.
Yeah, so that's a story we
so
can
bad.
Get into.
We'll get into that later. God, people are going to hate me now.
Well, I want to hear... Yeah, keep. You can tell the intro because then I want to hear what you're going to say.
Because... So, Jerry, I guess you're what... You work with Patrick, who's a family friend of mine, and I'm, you know, I meet him, and then I guess, you know, time goes by, you know, I leave the internship. We can get into either today or next week about you make
we'll
my mom cry.
One.
We can shelf that story because you'll probably
it wasn't
make
really
cry
like
again.
A mean thing. Don't worry, people. I promise.
No, Jerry's a dick, but
God.
He's our kind of dick.
He's an asshole.
But so Jerry like just calls me up one day and he's like, "Yo, so I got this like podcast. These two guys are talking to me about a podcast." And I'm like, all right. And he goes, so do you still do, like, yours? I know you did, like, the radio and everything. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, well, first off, I'm thinking, why the hell did Jerry call me? Of all the people to call, he's calling me. I was like, I mean, A, I was like, oh, that's awesome. But I was like, yeah, sure, let me know.
And so, how many people said no to these two?
Here's the funny part about what you just reminded me about this. So, like, when we started sewing down south, and I'm setting up the bank account, doing everything for the business side that we have to do. I mean, I would call people, like, specifically one guy who's kind of like our fractional CFO now. They do all of our books and everything. This guy ran a hedge fund, and he's brilliant.
He runs
all of, like, the business stuff and business, like, the businesses for Aisha Curry, Steph Curry's wife. Like, I mean, she's built out a crazy store, right, in California, and he helps her and all this stuff. And I'd call him, I was like, hey, man, same with our tax guys. I was like, look, we're starting a pillow company. It might do $0 in business. It might do $100 in business. And now we, like, fast forward, and every time we talk, we all laugh to go, like, 2 years ago we said this, and now look at you
guys. Yeah, because they're not telling you guys what they actually said back then. Either him or Amanda, they go say, yeah, they laugh because of what we said, but, like, all right.
Well, I can tell you exactly what I said. I was like, who? Because, no offense, Craig, I didn't watch, so I was like... And so I know my sister and my cousin and one of my aunts, she watches all the reality stuff. I was like, do you have any idea who, like, Craig Conover is or, like, Austin is? And they're like, oh, yeah, we love those. Well, initially my aunt did say, she go, are you going to be working with Shep? I was like, no, I'm working with Craig. And she was like, oh, he's so awesome. And my sister was like, yeah, he's all right. And my cousin was like, no, you'll like Craig. Now, like I told you, like, right, two episodes ago, Charlotte, like, yeah, I like Craig now. He seems like a super cool guy.
Yeah, it can go either way. I understand. It can go either way.
But, yeah, I was like, this is awesome. But I was like, yeah, Craig owns a pillow company. And so I was like, oh, I just figured, you know, they do, like, the normal, like, BS reality star. Like, you were talking about candles, CBD, whatever. Right. They just have something. And I walked in, I was like, oh, shit. This is a big space.
dude, there's, like, custom woodwork everywhere.
But we did it all. Like, I think this is really cool. Like, so when you come in the store, and I mean, sure, I'll pat ourselves on the back on this one.
Bring the bottle over.
Yeah, bring some more booze. But
yeah, you can tell
them what. This is, I mean, it's kind of like your own. It's kind of, I feel like, with Craig, honestly, like, he walked away for a second. But, like, he's like a little brother. So, like, you get emotional, man, with the book and all these other things. Like, you get so proud of him because you're like, he listened to what we were telling him, and it's like, it's come to fruition. It's like, look, man, we can get all of this. Just listen, be yourself, because you're a good dude. And when you come to the store, it's like, man, we laid all the floors on that. Then you come and you see the floors. We cut every piece of wood you see on the shiplap walls, all the walls. We didn't hire anybody. We have a really good girlfriend of mine. Her boyfriend is the one who's like our main contractor, Alex. It's just him, myself, Craig, Nick's come down for the past week to help out. Amanda, I mean, we brought in no outside people to do the work. And I mean, it's the most, I don't know, it's just really killer and really exciting to see, like, your own little baby grow. And we did it all in, like, 5 weeks. I mean, it's wild what this place has turned into in 5 weeks, truthfully.
How many hours do you think you've put in?
Ah, man, ungodly. It's like, I would come at least 6:30 in the morning every day, and we leave at like 10 each night. And I mean, 2 hours of that, like, I'll try to go out for lunch and work on my other businesses. Yeah. But I mean, it's been worth it. Just, you know, people stopping by, people taking pictures with the logo, people open the doors, just, they don't even care. So they just walk in. So there's paper all over. They just walk in and like, oh, I know you. And you, I know you, Craig. And you're just like laughing. Or by the way, like, if you ever are with your group of friends and your group of friends open the door or see Craig or any of the people on the cast and they're like, oh, well, I don't even watch this show. Like, don't be that person. Like, it's like, clearly they are asking, like, some lady opened the door the other day and was like, oh, blah, 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 you open? Like, no. She's like, well, I don't even watch the show anyway. It's like, well, like, okay. Like, that's really kind of you too. But I mean, it's just been, it's been really neat, and I think Saturday, I don't know what to expect, man. Like, what do you think? Like, what do you think Saturday's going to be like?
It's going to be our return to pillow parties, and I'm pumped. I mean, that was the entire concept. Well, who would have known years ago when I just announced on Instagram that I was having a pillow party tour, unbeknownst to my partners, that that's what we were going to do, and I was going to use it. I mean, the ultimate goal was to use it as proof of concept that we could have a flagship store, and that's what we're going to see on Saturday. I mean, I think it's going to be absolute chaos. Controlled chaos, but not so controlled the first day. I mean, I think people are pretty excited. Alex and Kelly were just saying out in the, they're doing our yarn ball wall right now, one of our Instagram walls that we're going to have. And they were asking, like, is this for the new store? And, like, just from buying all the yarn, they just said 1.34 miles of yarn is going on that wall.
Dude.
Anyway.
Hold on. What? I'm on Instagram.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
And somebody just, things started a little interesting this morning during my walk. There's a girl I went to college with. And that, isn't that the house you rented? The kitchen?
Oh, that's Rutledge.
Yeah, that's the Rutledge house.
That's my COVID house.
Hold on. Did you know Sarah Turner in college?
Maybe. I mean, so that I don't know. Comical. Jerry's looking at a picture of the house that where that this so podcast rough. Started was from our Instagram lives. So yeah, I mean, guys, come by the store. We're gonna be doing some fun stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry we're missing the grand opening.
Why are you leaving?
My sister's graduating from GW.
Oh, that's cool.
Go ahead and tell people what they're gonna get because I'm sure you're gonna make some stuff up that we're gonna have to go find right now. So go for it.
For the opening?
Yeah, I'm sure you're gonna say something and then we're gonna have to go figure it out. No, actually, don't cut this whole one. Crib's like, everybody gets free pillows on day one.
I know, right?
We don't have to pay for rent.
If it was up to me, yeah.
We do pay rent.
No, I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna be here for a lot in the beginning, and I'll be here a lot throughout too.
You better be here.
Yeah. But I'm excited to meet everyone again and interact. You know, come by if you want. We're here. I'm going to be hugging everyone and signing pillows again, just like the old Pillow Party Tour. So this is our new, this is the first stop of season two of the Pillow Party Tour.
Season two, okay.
Yeah, season two. I don't know
about season two. You don't understand how exhausting
are you going to do another tour?
Definitely.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, those things were one, just
it was
one.
Fun.
It was fun. Revenue was one.
We just got to come to Charlottesville.
We did.
No, we didn't go to Charlottesville. We went to Richmond. Yeah, I don't think you understand these things, man. They were you were so tired by the end of it. It was ungodly amount of fun, correct?
I mean, because we got to meet.
Consumed?
Nah, he drinks Monster Rehab.
Yeah, the Rehabs.
Monster
honestly,
Rehab can sponsor this podcast when you're ready.
I drink them all the time. I learned that in the Bahamas.
The ones that are like they are the Arnold Palmer ones, those are
like tea. Yeah, they're actually really good.
People would bring me like people would bring me like Red Bull and Fireball and Line and Bud Lights. Look, I mean, we got to meet. I would say that on average, we met 300 to 400 people at each one. We did 23.
Yeah, and it was
so thousands and thousands of people. We are going to do, what's it called? Round two. What would the next tour be called? Pillow Fight. The Pillow Fight Tour, I think.
That is one of the things. He literally looks at me and goes,
Pillow Fight. Everyone's going to whack you with the
pillow. I know. Everyone's going to walk out with their pillow.
It's
going to
be
like
that Josh fight on Instagram.
That was great. So I think. You know, the plan was before COVID is we were going to do it, and we still are going to do it. We're going to do a few months here at the home store, and then we're going to go to Texas, Florida, and then west of the Mississippi. So that's what's going to be on the second round.
And those were all 100% just decided by Craig on the spot. We have not talked about any of those whatsoever. I mean, that's a prime example. Like, I love going back to listen to the podcast, obviously, before you put it out, because, one, I have to edit everything out with you, but... Like, I'll listen to you and also go back and forth. Yeah, with Nick. But you two go back and forth. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, that's definitely something Craig's just making. Like, it's the funniest thing in the world. But we can hit all those. Absolutely. We're
done. No, we got to go to California. Texas and Florida were first because, I mean.
We did plan on
there's yeah. There's
and Chicago was, like, really big,
yes.
too.
And then we'll go. All right. So we do have a couple more places east of the Mississippi. Wait, is Texas east or west of the Mississippi?
We definitely are not. Not editing any of that.
Wait, it's right in the middle of the country. Hold on, I'm looking at the map.
I am.
Whatever.
No one
knows that.
I'm pretty sure 90% of the people listening to this podcast understand the answer to that podcast. Just what do you think it is before? Don't look at it. Just
I'm not. Look, I didn't get it. Because I don't have the Google Map app. If I had to guess, I would say our side of it. So east. I'd say half of it's on the east, half of it's on the west.
I don't know how you can explain my face right now. Just utter disappointment.
Because I'm looking at the baker, the little baker man that's in the middle of the country. I guess it's on the middle east of the country. There's, if you look at all the states, it looks like a baker. Everyone knows this.
What is a little
Oklahoma?
Hold on.
Yeah,
it looks like a pan.
Wait.
No, a baker holding a pan.
I have never heard this.
I was spoiled.
It looks like a frying pan that you like put french fries in.
And with a pizza hat on, like a baker guy.
Craig's hair's a little disheveled right now. Okay.
We're getting Wait, what state is that?
Little baker guy.
All right, so starting at Minnesota's his hat, Iowa's his head.
I've never seen
Missouri's his belly. Where? Arkansas's his legs, and Louisiana's his boot. So clearly Texas on the west of it. Look at the man standing there. See his pizza hat, his head, his belly. His
we will be posting a picture of this on the Instagram when this comes out.
Kelly, come look and tell me that you weren't taught that this is a baker man in the middle of the country.
Yeah, he's like holding a tray.
Exactly, what? The tray is where Tennessee. Are y'all
educated? I'm not educated in South Carolina.
How do you not see that, man?
Good God.
Isn't it like, yeah, because it's, and the best part about it is that it's KFC, because like the Kentucky is the chicken.
Oh yeah! Look, there's chicken in the baking pan. I never even learned that.
Fried chicken. And yeah. Kentucky.
What's going on right now?
We were putting up a poll to see how many people.
Well, there's two polls. One. Okay, I didn't know where Texas.
I don't see it at all.
And I didn't know where Texas.
This is probably a really bad podcast, but like no,
it's great out their because everyone knows the Baker Man. But they also can relate that they don't know the Texas.
I definitely
want
a poll of this.
All right, well, I didn't know Texas. But so that'll be the beginning of our West of the Mississippi tour, because we do have to knock out Florida. We promised a lot of people in Florida we'd come there. We'll hit Chicago, and then we'll fly to Texas, and then we'll drive. Well, I don't know. Are we going to drive around?
Why don't we get a huge RV?
We can.
So we down south. We'll get a bunch of sponsors and pay for it.
And we have a local company that did the same thing. We did Hustle, or Hush Up and Hustle did the same thing. I just don't want to drive that much. Oh, I'd rather just fly. I
probably wouldn't let you. Oh, you don't, like, ride? Yeah. I'd be because driving. We'll hire a driver.
We're going to do three cities in Texas, and then we're going to fly out to California.
Speaking of drivers, what happened to the limo?
Oh, shit. I knew this was
coming. Supposed to come up to the opening in the limo.
I was supposed to get picked up from the airport.
You know, Alex just said he could have the muffler fixed by opening.
Yeah, well, Alex also said he's going to build 10 things in the store, and he hasn't done any of those. So there's one.
We also, most of the things built in this story have been from the Alexes. And now Nick.
So the limo, titles in, we're good. Bill of sales in, good. Figuring out the insurance part of it, I think you've got to put on your personal, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't mind having two cars on my personal, but it has to do with the driver.
And then we'll have secondary coverage from Soaring Down South. But either way,
we need to know when's this coming. This is coming out before the opening. So this Saturday, guys, we're going to cut the ribbon in like 3 days in front of everyone. So we open 10 o'clock on Saturday. I will be here the whole day. I'm obviously going to be taking breaks, but I will be here from 10 to 8.
Yes.
I don't know what shape I'm going to be in by that evening.
You're going to be perfectly fine. You're not drinking. I'm kidding. You're allowed to have one beverage every 3 hours, and he'll be happy to see everybody. So come on,
once again, I will, it's Saturday, so I'll be having a good time. Got a kegerator in the store. We don't know if we're setting that up yet, but we do have a kegerator. We'll set it up.
Love it. Come out Saturday, May 15th, this Saturday, 10 a.m. I think the first 50 people in line are going to get some special swag and gifts and gift bags, FYI. So,
also, when you line up in line, there will only be one door to line up at. It will be clearly marked, and you can line up whenever you want, and I will be here at 10 o'clock. So, till then, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors this week, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned for this very special 16th episode of Pillows and Beer. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Whether it's a side door, front door, back door, right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh offers 25 plus recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian meals to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone to enjoy, with all recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. The meals take 20 minutes or less, lightning prep recipes, and quick breakfast and lunches, perfect for our busy schedules. Honestly, I love HelloFresh. I started using them about 6 years ago, learned a lot of new cooking methods with them. I've learned a lot of new recipes. It makes you look like an incredible chef. And honestly, as you use HelloFresh, you turn into an incredible chef. The photo recipes, the pictures are my favorite part. And so a lot of times when I'm reading instructions for something, I just can't visualize what's going on. They actually give you pictured instructions. So there's really no way to mess up. I've used HelloFresh a lot on dates or just cooking in or staying in. Honestly, the fact that it gets delivered to the door, there's no, it just makes life so much easier. You don't have to go to the grocery store. Everything's pre-measured and it's just easy. And one of my favorite things about getting my kitchen back in this house was starting to be able to use HelloFresh again. Go to HelloFresh.com/PillowsAndBeard12 and use code PillowsAndBeard12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping. 12 free meals. That's awesome. I mean, you just can't beat it. There's no reason not to try this. Go to HelloFresh.com/PillowsAndBeard12. Again, our code is PillowsAndBeard12 and you get 12 free meals, including free shipping. Join us, learn how to be an incredible chef, or just save yourself some effort and time. Eat well this week. Eat well this month with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. All right, Pillow and Beard listeners, I'm going to tell you about my favorite hot sauce at the moment. I've talked about it a couple weeks prior. I've been on this for almost a year now, but it's called Truff. And what it is it's a luxury hot sauce brand. It's inspired by the elegance and indulgence of truffles. Before this, I was never a truffle guy, and it's because I had only ever had kind of like crappy truffle oil on fries or whatnot. But this is made out of real truffles, and it's entirely different. The style and swagger of streetwear culture meets the Instagram-centric life cycle of food. Exclusive, eye-popping, and mouth-watering. Honestly, Truff's a hot sauce brand like none other, and it looks so cool to display in your kitchen. I mean, that's what originally caught my eye, and then I tried it, and I was like, oh, this is the real deal. Truff's original hot sauce blends black truffles, ripe chilies, savory spices, and organic agave nectar. Their hotter sauce takes the heat up a notch, my favorite, by the way, with extra jalapenos, red chili, and habanero for those who demand the spicier things in life. Huh? I guess that's me. And the white truff hot sauce is infused with rare and decadent white truffle, and that's the one that really stole my heart. More than 1 billion organic shout-outs on Instagram and over 1 million likes on TikTok. It's the number one best-selling sauce on Amazon and the number one best-selling sauce on Whole Foods. So, Pillow and Beer listeners, get 15% off their entire website. So 15% off site-wide plus free shipping with promo code PillowsAndBeer at Truff.com. That's 15% off everything at Truff, T-R-U-F-F, F as in fantastic, like their salsa.com, promo code PillowsAndBeer. All right, friends, MeUndies believes that comfort is about more than what's touching your skin. It's about feeling comfortable in your skin. That's why MeUndies not only uses sustainable, breathable, soft-as-heck fabric, but they also give you endless styles to choose from. It's total comfort inside and out, and I can tell you guys, because you know, I don't wear underwear. I haven't since high school, never seen the point. But now I do, and that's because of MeUndies. And look, I'm in suit pants a lot, or I'm in white pants, or just linen. And in the Charleston, it gets hot, and I've started to wear underwear. And who I wear is MeUndies. And I can't tell the difference. I had a wedding this weekend, and I was in tux pants that don't fit me as well as they used to. But so I wore, I don't know, I threw on some MeUndies, and honestly, I felt better than when I don't wear them at all. So they offer plenty of classic colors. I choose the ridiculous prints because if I'm going to wear underwear, I might as well have some flair to them. But basically, they have enough options that you can fully express yourself in your own unique way. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any product for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions. To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/pillowsandbeer. That's MeUndies, MeUndies.com/pillowsandbeer. Welcome back, everybody, to episode 16. This very special episode of Pillows and Beer, hosted right here from our flagship store, Sewing Down South on King Street. Very excited for our grand opening, just days away. I'm here with my great friends, Jerry Castellano and Nick
Norris.
You
every single time it's my good friend, and he does.
Well, this is
at least you remember my name. That makes me feel good. It only took him like 15 years. Well, Craig Conover, ladies and gentlemen. Craig Conover.
Well, so shocker, and maybe this is why nobody has any idea who I am on this podcast. Maybe because Craig has no idea who I am. I'm walking down the street to grab a couple bottles of wine, you know, just to have in the store for us. And a group of girls walked by, and they're like, "Oh yeah, there's Craig Conover's store." And I just started listening to his podcast. And, you know, he's got his buddy on Jerry all the time, and there's just this, some other dude that just randomly hops up.
That's actually funny.
And I'm just like,
"Yeah, I'm the guy.
Yeah, I am that some other dude."
I walked out the door yesterday to I don't know. I think some lady opened it. It's a very sweet lady from New Jersey, and I was like talking to her, and she looks at me like kind of weirdly, and she's like, "You're Jerry." I was like, "Yeah, I am Jerry. That's my name." And she's like, "I know your voice from the podcast." I was like, "That is so weird." One, I hate, like, I don't know. It's weird to hear your own voice.
Yeah,
you're
no
on
like,
TV, so
no
that's totally
like
different.
Voice.
But it's just bizarre. But, yeah, man, it's fun to go outside when nobody knows you, and you can just listen to the people walking by, right? And you see what they're saying. But, I don't know, let's wrap up. I kind of all tried to wrap up the store stuff, but, I think part of it, which was kind of cool, is Craig, we haven't really announced this at all, but one of the big catalysts why I agreed and was cool with the store, like, because Craig had been wanting this for a while, and we started looking in January.
Also started telling everyone we're
going
to the store.
Yeah, that's typical Craig. But we started looking in, like, January and didn't really see anything. We found a spot in, like, March or February that we they got to keep it down. But we found a place in February that we liked. Hey, can you keep your voice down?
yeah, you gotta go.
It's like
a
high school, in here. It's great.
It is
like a cafeteria lunchroom.
But we were looking at a bunch of different spots. And long story short, there we closed a pretty big deal. It's actually the biggest deal in the history of the company, which we haven't put anything out about now, so everybody can find out now. It's huge.
It's a big deal for any company, let alone our pillow company. I mean, it was around
30,000 pillows.
Yeah, 30,000 pillows we sold. I mean, I talked a little bit about it on the reunion, but it was a long time. I mean, the deal was,
infancy at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one of those things where you go online and just type in 30,000 and click OK. I mean, Jerry worked on the deal for months. Everyone had their part in it, but it was probably a 6-month long deal, and now they ordered Beachley subscription box. Company or service or whatever.
It's a subscription box. I mean, it's Beach LY, right? Beachley.
Yeah, Beachley.
But they do something like, they're out of California.
It's a
really
quarterly
cool
box.
Stuff.
Yeah, we like it. It goes with our aesthetic really well. I came on once the design process started, and
You banged out two. I think there's two pillow designs. One that's like, I don't know how you just call it. Like, one's the more California centric.
Yeah, one's more West Coast,
and one's
more
East
Coast.
Does Craig know what's west?
East, yeah, one's east of the Mississippi, one's west.
The west coast is Delaware.
Texas, you're kind of...
It's Cali.
Texas, you would fit into both of them.
I think they're gonna launch in December, and we'll ramp up that, but you can only buy these two designs.
Well, I mean, Jerry talks a lot about me just throwing out ideas and them having to figure out ways. I mean, we have to come up with a way to make 30,000 pillows. So this is kind of version of throwing this into the company.
Well,
so,
I mean, what's nuts is, like, we were stoked, and we love HSN, and they've been great to us. But, like, that was a really big deal and moment for us.
No,
same
huge,
with Thomasville.
Yeah, like, huge step and check mark in our company.
And then, like, this comes in, and it's, like, I mean, 5, 6, 7 times.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh. So, I mean, yeah, we've got some huge deadlines to hit, and it's just shipping everywhere is nuts. What?
So I got one question for you before we close out the sewing section of this episode. So as someone who's just getting into retail with my own thing, when you and I first talked about this podcast, a lot of the ideas were a business-oriented side, like giving advice to other people. What would, from two totally different sides of the spectrum, what would you two give people advice for people like me who are just getting out into, like, the retail world of what
retail,
you're, like,
just in business in general.
Just in business in general. What is your guys', ideas, tips?
I don't know, some interesting ways, because Craig's going to look at it different than I do, because, like, right, like, he is talent, and I've managed talent, and, I mean, you know, done all those deals. You were part of it when we did deals with, like, for Red Bull, so we'd sign all their athletes, Ricky Fowler, Reggie Bush, Tom Brady, all these people. So, like, for me, and this is the way we took, and there goes all the hangers you're going to buy stuff off at Craig. So what I would say on this one, man, from the business side, I don't know, what did he say?
He said he's got something to be said.
Hey, Craig's coming back, ladies and gentlemen, don't worry. But I would say from the business side of it, what you want, and this is what I did with Sewing Down South when we started it, in the financial side, like, most people and most companies fail because they either expand too quick or they just have an ungodly amount of overhead, and they burden themselves with that. So, like, for sewing, what we did was we started with a little bit of stock instead of going, we know all these people are going to buy our pillows, and being very arrogant about it. We're going to buy so much, and we're going to get our price really low and go that route. So the route we went was, I was like, okay, we're not going to go that way and buy a bunch of pillows. Our margins are going to be lower, obviously, but let's grow into it and not go in debt because we ordered too much of this design or that design or whatever it may be, product in general. And same with, like, office space and everything else. So I would just say, like, be really smart about how you do it. I actually had this conversation with Austin. I went to talk with him because he wants us to look at helping him out with his beer. And, you know, like, you make sure your processes are right from the beginning. Because if you start a company and your processes aren't right and you grow and grow and grow, well, it's always going to be messed up. So, like, even for him, I was like, hey, man, you know, here's this legal work, this X, Y, and Z. Go get this done before you grow, because it's going to be way harder when you're a $10 million company than when you're a $100,000 company, right? So that's, like, my mindset on it. Just be smart and don't go too hard on the overhead side of things.
Mine is say yes to everything that comes to you.
Which is also not what I would do. Yeah.
Well, because that's why we balance each other out. Because yeah. I can say yes and then he figures out how to do it. But if we would have said no to HSN because we were just like, well, that seems overwhelming right now. Which, I mean, it was. But we figured it out. And then we were on HSN and it launched to the next thing.
I think it's like, it's kind of a bigger conversation. I just like, am I an asshole? Yeah, to a certain extent, like everybody can be, but I believe just be a good fucking person. Mm-hmm. Like, if you treat people the right way, whether it's in business or in life, good things, I really do firmly believe, good things tend to happen to good people, right?
Well, yeah,
like,
because it fades out.
So I'm a horrible human person.
No, I mean, dude, just treat people the right way. Look, if you, like, why would you, like, taking a shortcut always comes back to get you. Like, just do it the right way.
Well, yeah, you gotta do it right.
And treat people, like, we were talking about this the other day, totally off topic, but, like, tipping, right? Like, I worked at Charleston Grill, fine dining in college down here, man. He worked in food and beverage. I don't know if you have. One, I think everybody
in the world. My dad's owned a couple restaurants, so yeah.
I think everybody in the world should have to be in food and beverage. You can
definitely tell a difference.
It teaches you so much how to treat people the right way. And when you go, it's like, oh, man, I remember I had this girlfriend who was, like, such a brat to, like the way the server. It's like, dude, they're just doing their job. Just being nice to them.
I'm always just 20% is the minimum for me. Unless it's like really, you do really a bad
job, we'll do 20%.
Craig Conover's like,
well, I sorry, think we tip Craig, like 95% right level.
No, well, Craig's no, it's just I've been bartending for years. Yeah. I would say that, and then I just went and spoke to that high school, which is funny, but it went really well last week.
You got so many DMs because of that. Like, that parents great. DMing us. Like, Craig came to talk to it's like a trade school.
Yeah, it's next to Wando High, but what's the name of it? I feel bad. I can't think of the name.
Yeah, I'll pull it up real quick.
But what I told him was just start. I was held up for a long time on thinking of a logo or thinking of a name for the company and just like that nothing was good enough. I was in my own head for a while, and that's when Amanda and Jerry came on. They helped me start going. So, my advice for any young entrepreneur is just start. Don't let your OCD or perfectionism get in the way. Just start and just start selling stuff, whether it's like in your front yard or at a trade show.
But you're not, here's two things. One, it's
you East. Throw these fucking hangers.
Amanda, just move them.
Yeah, just slide them down.
It was East Cooper. Oh, I'm going to wait for that. Yeah. Okay. We'll give him some love. And you guys should see Craig fighting with hangers right now.
Of course. All I would not have picked those hangers.
So, they're not being, they're stock hangers in the back. So East Cooper Center for Advanced Studies. Shout out to the librarian. Teacher Melissa, thanks for setting it up. But like, I kind of like this tangent. Like, we're on, but like, you're not supposed to know everything. Like, right. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, because I probably do think I know everything when I don't. My wife loves to remind me I don't. But yeah, true story. But like, dude, life to me is about like growth and knowledge and learning, right? So like, if you don't fail, how are you ever going to grow? Like, right? Like, you, if you're always right, you're never going to learn anything.
100%. Like, I've learned more in the past 2 years failing in multiple businesses than I did in all pretty much college through kindergarten.
Yeah, man, I wanted to have it all right, though. And I think that's why if you're able to bring in a partner or a teammate, I mean, that's the only reason that this business exists is because then I didn't have to hyper-focus on things that I shouldn't.
Well, you were just totally stuck, and like I see you do it on other things, and it's just like part of it's because you have this thing about like you get really you don't want to hurt somebody. Like, you don't want
to. Well, Craig's got the creative gene and the nice gene, which doesn't go well for business.
Yeah, they really doesn't.
Because you just want to, like, it's too much about pleasing people. And
yeah.
He's already said, like, I need a button for this and a button for that to discount for stuff. And I'm like, yeah, man, we're going to keep you on the opposite end of the store so you can't.
I was like, fine,
I'll
just yell code colors at our employees and they'll know what.
And they're just going to look at them and, like, Jerry said no. Jerry said no. Because, like, give them a discount, damn it. But, yeah. I look, man, just. Don't be scared to try.
I would just start, and that's the whole thing, is that...
Well, it's so easy to try stuff.
And then once you get on a roll and you start to get that positive feedback, you're just like, okay, I am good enough. This is fine. And you just keep going. But it's going to be cool.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. Like I said, I'm sorry I'm missing the opening, but I'll be here all next week.
What's the company that you're doing?
Me?
Hawkeye?
Hawkeye Outdoor Living, making outdoor furniture.
Oh, sweet. Well, that goes hand-in-hand with us, because
we need pillows.
They're going to make us a bench, I think, for the store and put it in. They make some pretty sweet stuff. Is all out of cedar?
It's most of it, yeah, all of it's out of cedar right now. We're getting ready to come out with a barnwood collection as well.
We got plenty of barnwood.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have plenty of barnwood, so we'll give you the cedar.
Shout out, I think it's Renatinous Wood. I don't know how to say it, but Renatinous. But Lisa, we love you. Your wood is amazing.
Yeah, so HawkeyeOutdoorLiving.com.
Yeah, HawkeyeOutdoorLiving.
And none of these are sponsors, by the way. Yeah, this is just us loving people.
Well, exactly. It was cool because we used all locals for the store. So my buddy Scotty did all the lighting, which, what's the name of that company?
I don't know. I gotta look it up.
Scotty did all the lighting. Like, porch swing was made from a company in Greenville.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's Pop's porches. I mean, like, just mom and literally
the wood all came from refurbished buildings around here.
All like our sign, everything we've done.
Yeah, the sign company is in Charleston.
Almost all the decor is actually pretty cool. So all the decor is either from local stores, antique shops, or Home Goods. We got some pretty cool stuff, and we love Home Goods. So they've done some good stuff with us. But it's been, you know, like, I don't know. The cool thing is, like, looking at the blinds that we made out, or what are those curtains?
The curtains, yeah.
That's almost as bad as not knowing where.
That Amanda made me want to. You know,
City Electric lighting.
Lose myself from hanging up.
Yeah. City Electric lighting.
Amanda was ready to light those on fire for sure, but they're up now.
Do you want to talk about our oversized bags?
Oh, yeah. So let's start moving into some fun topics. But we'll transition with some store topics.
God.
So Craig, lead us off with the...
They just came in today.
I'm not pumped about this. but this is what's going to be funny, and we'll try to document our trials and tribulations. And look, there could be a lot worse things, but
it's a perfect example of, like, you know, it's a mistake. Like, nothing that we've done has been perfect.
I'm not sure how this mistake was made, but...
This was an Amanda. Well, Amanda.
Yeah, we have our shopping bags came in, and we were pumped to have very, like, nice, sustainable shopping bags that you can reuse these bags. And the first ones got dropped off by the delivery person, and... When I opened them, and I was like, this isn't good. Because they're like 10 inches by 10 inches, and you can fit one of our candles in there or a tumbler. And then, like, don't worry, bigger bags are coming. And they came today. Remember the size of, like, the potato sacks at...
It's 23 by 23 inches.
At field day? Yeah, one of our employees got in one today.
You can generally fit, like, three toddlers in there and carry them.
So if you... Yeah, I mean, that's what people might have to use.
If you're going on a week-long trip to Charleston.
We got 1,200 instead of 120. Yeah. Well, I mean, 1,200.
No, I mean, it's fine. So that was an
error. If you buy more than one pillow, like, it'll make sense. Fine, but, like, if not... I mean, you can request these. So
have you seen the matches that I screwed up on?
Yeah.
This is great. So, actually, it's not great. It's funny. But there were matches. Like, I had a really cool match set. My wife did. It's like a really...
Yeah, they're sweet.
Like a glass bottle with the... It's like
it's
so
not
what,
just a box.
It.
Like, it's something that you can display next to a candle.
Well, I ordered them, and let's just say I got the wrong size. They came in, and they look like trolls. Like, in my hand, it looks like...
It's like a dollhouse.
Trolls. They're so small. I was like, oh, shit, we've got 500 of these things. Looks like we're giving gifts. So if you buy a couple candles, you'll get that as a gift.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Sewing Down South and Jerry Screwing Up. See, I do give away free stuff. Look, you just have to
buy
the stuff.
A couple candles.
Yeah.
If they buy a candle, they get out of
it. It's called upsell.
Yeah.
That's also another thing.
It's not something
about.
You can... No, if it has value, you can upsell.
Marlo's
but these matchsticks...
The other fun thing about it is we have thousands of our pillows here, and some of them are pre-stuffed like the HSN. So our my niece is just running around at like a 19-month-old, just jumping into piles of pillows. If you hear her in the background, she's also the cutest. She's also a model on the website. But
yes. She's our sewing on some model.
I think you can tell that we're – hopefully you're not bored by this. But, I mean, it's just like – I think it's really funny and stuff that just happens in the business
just
as you
go along.
Just
come check out the store.
Yeah, I mean, it's just funny.
I think you all will be blown away. It's We tried to make an example out of the store that retail's not dead, and I think it's a statement piece, the store in itself. I mean, it's beautiful. It's right in the heart of King Street. Plenty of places to grab drinks around here.
I'll go see our boy at Mario's. What's up?
Yeah.
What's up? We love that. All right, hold on. I'm going to change gears on this because this kind of just came in, and my wife's back there, so she'll probably chime in. So someone, I don't know how to say her name. Is it Jonah? Joanne? J-O-H-N-N-A
I think it's either Yana, Joanna.
Jonna.
But Jonna. Just send us an email on how to
do like the Wikipedia or send like a little audio file.
It's a rather long email, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. But the basis of it is astrology, and she goes into like how she's into it. So many people are into it. You and I think Austin talked about it maybe in the
last
episode.
You guys touched on it.
Yeah. Which I just find it interesting because, one, my wife's, like, I remember when we first met and she was like, oh, and we went to New Orleans and she, like, got a hand. I was like, what the hell are you doing? She's like, my psychic Jerry. I'm like, well, I'm your husband. My name's Jerry. We were dating at this time. She's like, oh, yeah, we send money to him and he's like in his trailer park. We FedEx. I'm like, these are like highly educated human beings that have gone to grad school that are sending some guy FedEx money in the trailer park. But his name's Jerry, and she'd be like, "Oh, he told me I'd do this," and I'd be like, "I'm gonna want to marry this girl. She's a nut job. I don't know what to tell you about it." Yeah, here, come over here real quick. But like, do you like where you fall on this? I think like she bases so much of stuff on astrology. I think it's nuts. I don't base
anything on it. I think it's funny when I read about it, and a lot of times I'm like, "Yeah, it's pretty spot on." Thank you.
Come here, Alexis.
I don't read it to help me make a decision or anything. Like I said, I think it's fun when you start dating someone for a while, and then you pair up your signs, and you're like, oh, yeah, that says a lot about us. But I think it's fun. Like, I like when psychics tell me nice stuff. That's what it is. Like, the one at Whitney's house.
Have you done
psychic
reading?
No, I mean, we've done it on the show a couple times, and they're like, Craig's, like, here to become a billionaire, like, philanthropist. And I was like, yeah, tell him more. And they're like, and she's like, yeah, he was, like, an old Egyptian king that kept all his wealth for himself. So he's here to make all of his wealth back and give it away. Like, my
goal. Which pharaoh were you?
I don't know. Apparently a total asshole. So now I'm here.
Milo. That's not totally crazy. I kind of believe that about
you. I know. Honestly. I was like, it's kind of true because, like, I give everything we make away.
I thought the opposite. No offense. I figured you were the one who went on, like, giant, like, you know, raids and, like, grow the empire and kill
people. Well, no, I did in my past life, so that's why I came back.
Well, that's
this
what I'm saying.
Life.
Yeah, you killed a bunch of people in your past life.
Do you believe this? I'm like,
I mean, I'm just saying. I don't base anything off it, but my whole goal, my whole life, is to make a shit ton of money so I can give it all away.
I totally do believe that. But since I've been in Charleston for like 4 weeks, I'm telling you, like, I don't know what it is. Like, mad deja vu. Like, every day.
And then it's
like
college,
fucking freaking me. No, but like stuff that like has nothing to do with
that's
college.
A whole other conversation because I get deja vu. All that has totally nothing to do with astrology.
So, I'm just totally.
I think that we live in another world when we go to sleep because sometimes my dreams are just way too vivid.
Okay,
I'm
so
like,
are you?
I'm 100% living that life when we go dreaming.
Here we go.
All right, so are you one of those people that believe we're in a simulation?
No, not a simulation.
I got them where we want them. Keep going.
It's
keep
not a
going.
Simulation. I don't really understand that school thought. I haven't read into it. I'm just saying
it's like the
that
Matrix.
Like
it's like we're in a giant computer.
No. I just know that like none of us have a clue what's going on, and there's just bizarre shit that happens all the time. Like ESP is another thing. Like ESP is huge. Like if when you go to text someone and they text you at the exact same time,
that's
or like. If we started talking about someone and they'll just call us right now, like, ESP is real.
Like, I'm a twin, so I mean, like, I'm a third generation twin. It's girl, boy, the girl. My sister's.
I've never met any of your siblings.
Yeah, my twin's 20 minutes older than me. She was just here. Like, it's funny, she's got a.
So you were
my,
the accident.
Well, I mean, we both were. They probably
went. No, he's a loser. So
they were
going
to have one.
She's got a. My nephew's like 2 years old, and I saw him. He's just. They live in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and they just came in town, and I saw her, and I was like, I was like, oh, I guess I know what my little kid's going to be like. Like, he looks, I mean, he looks like, it's my twin sister. We have so much alike. It's funny, but like, man, we have, it's such weird shit like that. And I'm not like a crazy person that believes on that stuff, but like 100% there's a twin connection. Like, it's undeniable. Like, I knew the night I don't remember the story, but the night she was going into labor, I was texting, I was like, hey, is everything okay? And she's like, oh, I'm actually going into labor right now. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
And you just like felt
just,
it?
Just totally weird stuff. Yeah, man, it's bizarre.
I don't know what ESP stands for, but my dad... No, the ESPs are, like, my dad talks about it all the time, because, like, he'll be talking about my brother and Christopher calls, or, like, I'll call, and he's like, your ears must be ringing, and the ESP thing is just... I don't know, I get it, but, like, I texted someone today, and it was at the exact same time, like, our text went through, and it was just like, this is wild.
Yeah, are your ears burning? That definitely...
Someone said that to me, or signed me, said that to me today. It's like so bizarre.
Yeah, no.
If the lady is doing the sign, Carmella.
Well, I'm all about the. Did you ever watch True Detective?
Yeah, it's a great show. Well, season one was
season one. I'm always about McConaughey. His philosophy is my philosophy in real life.
What, man?
Just,
hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey.
No, yeah. It's just that super. We're just, you know, we're on this planet, and then that's just it. And we just live, we breathe, we repeat.
Well, there's just nothing. I mean, there's nothing to worry. I mean, yeah, like. Like I said, no one really has a clue what's going on.
Yeah.
But I will say that I am the person that says, like, I don't have any of the information to explain anything. So I think there's a ton of stuff going on that I don't understand.
That's about as honest as you can be.
Well, yeah, like, I don't have the information to be said. But look, I have plenty of, like, out-of-body stories.
Like, let's hear one. What's your best one?
I mean, like... My grandmother always told my cousins that she would come back as a rainbow.
What?
And, like, she was just like, I'll always visit you as a rainbow. And so, like, when she was, you know, when we were visiting her in the hospital and she was about to go, like, when she passed, like, the lights flickered a bunch of times. And my mom was in the room and she was like, oh, my gosh, that was wild. Just to let us know that she had passed. And then we were at my cousin's wedding and their mom had passed away when they were little, and so my cousin Cole was getting married, and she, like, turned to her sister Casey and was like, oh, look, there's Mom, and we looked over the ocean, and there was a rainbow, and then Casey was like, yeah, and there's Mom, and we turned behind us, and on the other side of the, like, sky, there was another rainbow, and it's, like, fun to like that stuff. So I don't put any, like...
That's cool.
Stuff. But yeah, there's some cool stuff that happens that you're just like, it doesn't hurt to believe.
Oh, I got this. I ain't drinking a Bud Light.
Sorry. Yeah, we're in the same family.
Well,
yeah, I guess.
We're out of all the other. We have a bunch. I don't know what y'all are just talking about because this one got beer. But
rainbows.
I have to go back to this because this is. Yeah, we're going to change that subject. But we.
Oh, now you're going to sound like an asshole.
Yeah, you don't know what the rainbow is.
Yeah, you don't know what the rainbow is. I was talking about your grandmother when I was leaving. And I love your. I don't know your grandmother, but I'm sure she was a beautiful lady.
She was, by the way.
Yeah. Like, she. I don't know what that means. I'm not going to go down that path. I was just looking at the beer. We don't have, like. We don't have much beer left over or anything. We had a employee party. Oh, you weren't here.
No,
you?
I was out.
For our 15 new hires here, and we had them here. What was that last? It was on Friday for like 2 hours, and we're like, these kids are like they're young, they're awesome, they're really cool, they're just really good employees.
But our family and friends were here, and everyone just drinks a lot.
It was fun though. I mean, what was really cool about it was like we're like. We don't know how much these new 15 employees are going to want to talk and, like, be around. And they became, like, friends and family. Like, the thing is technically over at 8, and they, like, stayed at 10. I'm like, they don't want to leave. I was like, they like us enough. So
yeah, they were cool.
Questions. Let's see.
All right, well, it's been fun to talk about at the store, or talk to you guys from the store. You'll actually see us podcasting from back here. We have a pretty decent size building, as you guys will see when you come visit, but we have a front of the store and we have a back of the store, but they're both, you know, wide open and connected, but you'll see us recording the podcast from here on out from the store. So be on the lookout for us back here filming, and maybe we'll pull a few of you in as the weeks come to ask some questions or talk to us a little bit. Until then, let's do some listener questions before we let you all go out. On this beautiful, whatever day it is.
I like that. All right, I'm shooting some.
All cool. right, shoot them.
All right, this is from Amelia. This is actually pretty... This is back from February, but I'm just seeing it. You're stranded on an island. You can only bring five things. Go.
Five things. Fire starter. A blade.
What kind of blade? Like a machete?
Yeah, like a utility blade. So a machete works. There's better ones. I actually got sent a sword, or not a sword, but like a half machete the other night. And I keep it next to me in the bed.
Clean. Your parents did do a great job.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Is that two or three things?
Yeah, so that's two. So a blade and fire. I mean, a pot's pretty important. A blanket. Because, like, I definitely don't need to be wrapped up. Like, a big, fluffy comforter.
Well, it depends on where you are. You don't want to be super hot if you're on, like, an island.
Like, yeah, but, like, there's ones that breathe.
Ocean breeze is cold at night, bro.
Yeah, but bugs. Yeah, bugs are true. The things that I'm protecting myself from. So and the monsters. You know, like, if the your monster. Feet hold on, you're like... yeah, I have to be tucked in.
I can only think about Wilson.
I hated all of that. Castaway? I didn't like the movie. I didn't like
You didn't like Castaway?
This is actually hilarious.
There is
there's only four. I'm getting ahead of myself.
And I'd bring someone if I could. I would bring a companion.
Well, then you would be well, I guess you'd be stranded, but
yeah, but that would could get old real fast.
I would have to populate the island.
Oh my god.
Well, I mean whatever. If it's forever, like you would want to have kids and like what is the one when they all lived in a treehouse? Like the Robinson family?
You think that if you're stranded on an island forever that you'd want to have kids running around?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. All the moms listening right now might be like, man, I'd rather just be stranded.
So blade, yeah, let's get Amanda in here.
I'd do a blade of fire, a blanket, a pot, and
I'd do Swedish fish, a lifetime supply of Swedish fish.
I would bring a solar panel and my radio. I wouldn't bring my phone because I don't want to talk to anybody. I'd like
well,
to
then you
alone.
Wouldn't be stranded if you had your phone, idiot.
Well, radio. Just call somebody. No, he said not my phone. He said a radio.
I said my radio. Yeah, radio. I'd want my phone, but without the.
But that was also thinking like survival wise. I mean, I'm pretty easily entertained. I just can't entertain my like. I have to have someone with me. So another person with me is crucial.
I don't know if that's like a dick move or like. And what? Stranding somebody there with you.
Well, I would be saving them from our ship.
How good is this? Colleen sends us DM.
Maybe a dog.
During your last podcast, when the discussion turned to Alexa and Ocean Waves, my Alexa turned on and started playing Ocean Waves.
Yeah, when I went upstairs, that's so good. There was Ocean like Waves playing on my like visuals because I have one of like the video ones. I was like, what is happening? And I was like, oh yeah, I screamed, Alexa, play Ocean Waves. All right, what's another question?
I don't know where that was. Hold on, this is a long one. Give me a second, sorry. So, as a female, what would be a reason a guy that had a happy relationship going on a year, almost 2 years together, with all of a sudden just ghost you? Might not have enough info, but can you guys just talk about reasons why guys go? I don't ghost somebody after 2 years.
Because there was
2 years.
Man, that's bullshit.
The harsh answer is because they were like, you guys were settling and you weren't happy. It wasn't a happy relationship. It was based off insecurity where that person didn't know how to be alone.
Well, you're also an asshole if you've been with somebody for 2 years.
Yeah, that's
years.
What I'm saying. Like the guy's a douchebag. Like,
yeah,
you didn't realize that your relationship wasn't perfect, but it wasn't. And he is an insecure asshole. Who just didn't want to be single and he was holding on to you until he found someone not better, because trust me, they're not going to find someone better than you and he's going to regret it and be prepared for him to crawl back and tell him to fuck himself. But he just...
There he goes. Tell me how you really
he
feel.
Just is like, yeah, they're, it's based off insecurity when people do that, and unfortunately your relationship shouldn't have gone more than, you know, a month, but it did, and...
Yeah, that's
you guys an asshole.
I mean, that's just. I have three sisters, and you're just a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean,
it has nothing
ghosted,
to do with you.
I've ghosted before, but I've been ghosted more, but not after you know you like, going
after
like
a month.
Well, I mean, you're being like, somebody that's a serious relationship.
Yeah, two
like,
years.
Yeah, even if you had problems and stuff, like you just be a respectable human and don't just dish.
No,
somebody.
And like
that's just,
look,
yeah, that's
I'm
not
like,
you. Don't worry.
Did you go on the witness protection program?
Like me and like something. I'm going through a breakup right now, or like me and Nat, but it was we talked about it. Very clearly, and we're just like, look, you know, whatever the like, something's not working out. But to ghost someone after spending 2 years with them, like, you're just an asshole. Like, you're not a good person. No other answer. And you're better off.
If you ever consider getting back with that person, shame on you.
Yeah.
That's my...
You know my reaction to that, because you got to watch it on TV plenty of times. Don't be that person. Don't do that.
Never crawl back.
God, that's crazy. You always do to a certain extent, but then...
Well, yeah, but then once... what happens is... Once you get them to come back, then you're like, oh, wow, I'm so much better than this person. And then you move on.
Well, it's the stages of the breakup, right? You're pissed off. Then you eventually don't give a shit.
Or well, no, you're want sad. Revenge, and then you no, get, you're yeah. sad. Then you're pissed off.
But I will also tell you that I have plenty of like girlfriends, like friends that are girls. That and I saw it happen while I was dating Natalie to some of her friends. Like it happens. Like you're not wrong. But I think the COVID time, if this was during COVID time, it's not any better. But a lot of times these people just got in relationships because they didn't want to be by themselves, kind of like me on the island. And then the world opened up again. And look, that's just the guy's an asshole, because you shouldn't date someone unless you know there's a potential to get married. No, it's
so wrong.
All right. You could break up and talk about it, but yeah, don't ghost.
This is a good one. I mean, isn't it common courtesy if someone invites you to their boat for the weekend, at least bring something to share with the captain and his guest? Like a beer, a bottle of water, a snack.
No, that's not just boat. You always bring. If you're going somewhere, you always bring something.
Or pay for the gas. Like, you gotta do something.
But if you're going to someone's house.
If I invited girls, like, do you think there's a double standard? Because if I invited girls on the boat, I wouldn't expect, like, I don't need them to bring anything. But, like, the guys that are bringing girls on my boat, there's only one or two friends that I have that will offer to throw in, like, tip money for, like, the dock guys. Or, like, buy the beer or buy the ice. Because I'm like, I need to start asking what I mean to be like, guys, I'm already paying for the boat. Like, yeah, you need to, like, bring shit. Like, you need to cover the beer and the ice.
You take me on the boat, Craig, I will bring us a whole quart of beer.
Yeah, of course.
I just think it's, like, not even just that you're saying on a boat. It's like, dude, if
you're going to a party.
Never show up empty-handed.
It's your go to someone's, if you're going to someone's house, always, whether it's just a close friend, always at least bring a bottle of wine.
Right.
Always. 100%, that's a life lesson right there, because there's so many people, especially my age, that it's just no longer a thing anymore. You go over to someone's house, and then just everybody comes empty-handed, and that just drives me nuts. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Look, if you want to pride yourself on being like a higher echelon human being, take gifts or take something to like share with the host. And honestly, the captain of the boat is going to be like, you're my favorite fucking person now, and you always have an invite here. So yes, that's how you become reach that peak level of being a human, is at least getting closer to that, is be considerate in all things. But do you think there's people that are like, oh, well, he invited me, like, he didn't say I had to bring anything? It's like, don't be that person. No. Like, don't be an entitled prick. Like,
bring something.
He's providing the boat, you provide whatever the hell you can bring.
Yeah. 100% agree. What else you got, Jerry?
I don't know. I just saw a thing from somebody in Australia. We are definitely... Dude, you haven't been to Australia yet, have you?
No, we were supposed to go.
We talked about this on the...
We were supposed to go January and February, but then COVID happened.
Australia's... Oh, love it.
Yeah, you and Shep were going to move down there, right?
Yeah, me and Shep were... And Jerry was going to... Like, we were going to do a pop-up.
I did a month over there, probably a couple years ago, but like... Yeah, we'll go, because Perth is amazing. A lot of people don't go there, but Perth is on the West Coast, and it's...
Oh, gotcha.
But just out of curiosity, your expectations of Craig versus actually meeting Craig.
Well, so it's weird because, like Craig said at the beginning of the show, is we've had like a bunch of, FaceTime together, even though it was virtual, which was cool. My whole thing with Craig is, like I said, I had no idea who he was. I watched a couple, quick bits on YouTube of the show and that kind of stuff. Talked to my sisters and, some buddies of mine that watched the show with their girlfriends and soon-to-be wives. And I was like, ah, man, it's just another reality TV star. And then you meet a guy and he's like, oh, this guy's actually a genuine human being. Right. It's not just an arrogant asshole that's, thinks he's the greatest human being because he's on... TV show. So it's been kind of actually cool just being able to sit down and have a conversation with somebody that that's normal, even though they have they're a public figure.
Well, you get to see me for a few hours a week, but you didn't know if I was different outside of that.
Correct.
But it is funny because my energy is always varies like greatly. So sometimes I'll walk in the store and just not, sometimes we'll be bouncing off the wall yelling about something and It's not bad yelling. I'm just like, I'm yelling at everyone and I'm excited. And then sometimes I'm not, and people kind of think something's wrong because I'm not talking to anyone.
Well, but it's just so, like, perfect example. So first day I actually meet him in person, he comes in the store to get a hat. And he goes, oh, what's up, dude? Fist bumps me. I go outside to cut something. He's already gone. And
well, I was going like, to, like, the homeless shelter, and I had been out, like, the night before. And, yeah, I just had, like, something on my mind. And I didn't know, like, I had forgotten you were coming. And I was just like, all right. And then, but then I came back after I was doing what it was. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up, dude? Now I can talk.
Yeah.
But, yeah, sometimes I just have something on my mind.
This, once again, goes back to why no one has any idea who I am on the show.
Dude, being, like, nobody knowing you is, like, the greatest.
Oh, my God, I know.
Like, I mean, I go out with them all the time. We go to dinner. And, like, they're, you know, Craig's really
great. I will gladly be a fly on the wall in Craig's life.
Well, the more important part is when you have to pull Craig away when you don't want him saying stuff.
Well.
And, by the way, for everybody who sends a Instagram message to our DM to us and asks for recommendations, just check out. We have a, I think we have a tab on our Pillows and Beer, a highlight on our profile that tells you some of the restaurants and bars.
We're listening to the podcast. They only say it every other episode.
Yeah. At least we did. I might have lied to you on that. We'll get that put back up. But try to think of one last quick question. I don't know.
For everyone wondering, it's not just the grand opening that I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here a lot. So you can always come by. We're not going to do... we're just going to figure it out. We're not going to do, like, scheduled times or anything like that. Look, it's a store, and it's running, and it's I'm one of three owners, and we have a massive team, and, like, I'm going to be here a lot. And so, you know, don't base it off of that, but there's a very great chance that you're going to meet me when you come by. And
if not,
a lot of other great people.
Meet Nick if he's here. Yeah, take a picture of Nick and tag Nick and make him feel really good about it. Or
come
Amanda,
meet Nick.
Say hi.
Come meet Nick.
Say hi to Amanda.
Amanda needs it.
Amanda, are you here?
No, I
think Amanda went home to put the baby together. Yeah. But I don't know, man. I think take us off. It's been fun to jump on here for.
Yeah, we'll be recording next week in the studio.
Actually, time out. We are switching to Wednesday from now on. All podcasts will start dropping on Wednesdays instead of Tuesdays, which Tuesday was arbitrary to Austin and Craig anyways. But that will be Wednesdays from now on, hopefully.
Well, yeah, so everyone listening, I know we've been a little inconsistent since Winter House, but... life just got busy, and I know that's our responsibility to keep it consistent. I know you guys look forward to it every week, which we love. So, for now on, Pillows and Beer will be dropping on Wednesdays, you know, starting next week and for hopefully a lot of weeks after. We will have another very special guest in next week.
The store.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she'll be hosting with me in the store, which would be really cool. And, like I said, we'll always be recording from here now, and... well, not always. I did just build a podcast room.
That's
so
one,
like,
of the things where you almost just went off to say it.
No, we're going to have a studio here. We'll have one at my house. And, you know, as this thing grows, you know, who knows what will happen.
So my only comment is pipe down when you guys are in here for recording.
Yeah. Well, no, the mics are pretty good with it. But we'll bring some people on and... look, this is just a new chapter in this entire realm that you guys share with us, and we're excited to keep bringing it to you. So, thanks, Nick and Jerry, for being here. Well, Nick's here every week, but Jerry,
yeah,
you know,
I'm just behind.
Sometimes
the scenes.
Pops in.
I pop in. Oh, yeah. Thanks for tolerating us.
And I think we might have some reoccurring guests. Like Jack was awesome. I mean, everyone's been awesome. Scotty was too, but Jack might jump on a couple times. Petrani, and we'll see what happens. So stay tuned for the announcement of our special in-house guest next week. And until then, guys, have an awesome week. We hope to see you this weekend at Sewing Down South. And we'll see you next week on Pillows and Beer.
Keep stitching.
I'll still be here. Keep listening. And
come tag us in all your pictures. And we hope to see you
at
Sewing Down
South. Tag the store and the
Yeah, we have two Instagram walls. Take a picture with me or not me. Doesn't matter.
Please, everybody, come and do not take a picture with Craig. Just to screw with him.
That would
please.
Be great. I'll take pictures for you guys.
I'm playing.
All right. Well, we love you guys. And from all of us at Pillows and Beer, keep stitching.